obviously you have just a limited time in spring, but how has it gone? Do you feel like you've made the progress on offense that you've needed to?
I do. I feel like it's been a very productive spring. We got some things to finish up with practice 14 and then the spring game. But I always approach the spring. You want to be very productive in the spring and put yourself in a position for a good summer, which should equate to a great fall. And I feel like we've shown improvement in each practice. Identified skill sets and players' abilities through the course of spring, and I think they've done a nice job acclimating themselves to what we got going, and I'm very confident with where we are right now.
Kyle said that the wide receiver group has been one of the biggest standouts on offense. Do you agree with that, and kind of what, if so, what do you see from that group that has maybe been great?
It's a good group. There's a good mix of veteran players and new players, young guys. But there's skill set regardless of age. There's guys that can run. The ball skills are outstanding. Some guys are still learning all the ins and outs of the details of alignment and assignment. But I think that group has a chance to be very productive for us.
Kyle said that he might want to go after a transfer portal quarterback. Have you thought about that at all at this point?
Yes.
Would you watch one?
Yeah.
If the head coach wants to do that, that's what we'll do.
How's the backup quarterback race gone this spring?
Very good. I'm fired up with the growth and maturity of Brandon Rose. You know, he had some opportunities last spring, and in fall camp, the injury set him back. He's made the absolute most of that time. He's come back a better player, more confident, more poised in the pocket, better system understanding. So I'm very pleased with his progress to date. There's still plenty of work to do through the course of the summer. And then with Isaac Wilson, the skill set is definitely there, but you're talking about a young man that was a high school senior on Friday and then came in, was a college freshman on Monday. So he's still learning a lot, but the arm talent, the athleticism, and the football savvy are there. He's just still learning the ins and outs of Utah offensive football.
In regards to the portal, are there specific areas that you guys are looking at on the offensive side of the ball?
We're looking for players, yeah. Anybody that has an opportunity to make an impact for the Utes right now, we're not really concerned about recruiting for depth out of the portal right now, but an impact player would be worth an evaluation.
How do you feel the offensive line developed over the course of spring?
I believe the offensive line will be the strength of the offensive unit. I think that says a lot. We already talked about the receiver core, and obviously with Cam Rising, Brant Keithy back, but that group in terms of length, athleticism, and depth, that's one thing across the board. I just feel like you got 8-9 guys that are game ready. Johnny Maia is not game ready, but he's coming back and will be with us in the summer. But that group is very talented, and we got good depth, so I'm excited about the offensive line.
Do the strengths and weaknesses of the offensive line sort of dictate your strengths and weaknesses as an offense as a whole?
The offensive line, I believe, sets the tempo for the entire football program, right? Their toughness, their attitude, their day-to-day work ethic reverberates through the entire offense. I think it affects the defense, and that group has accepted that challenge and sets the tone every day. So I'm very pleased with that group.
What does the running back room look like right now?
Looks good. Obviously having Makai Bernard. There's a couple guys in the program now. You know, I talk about Makai Bernard and Brant Keithy and Cam Rising. Those guys have been around forever, okay? So they're six years in this program. So with Makai Bernard being the savvy veteran and I'm a big Makai Bernard fan, always have been, because he's so versatile, he's so smart. He's a very good back in terms of carrying the ball, but he's one of our best pass protectors. He's dang good out of the backfield catching the ball, so that's a guy that can do it all. You got Jalen Glover, who has had valuable reps and productive rep for us as a starter or as a backup. He's had an excellent spring. Dejon Stanley, you saw a little bit of him last year, but he brings a whole different dynamic to that backfield with his speed. He's a pretty slender guy, so we're working on building him up a little bit. His pass protection has improved, but look for him as a change-up back, getting him on the perimeter, out in routes. Very dynamic. Mike Mitchell is the guy that he missed a couple practices early for different reasons, but when he joined us, got better each day. He's a 210-pound-plus back that we need. That's the one guy of the first three that I mentioned they don't have that size, that mass, so you're looking for a short yardage back, a protection back, a guy that can slam it up in there. So I feel very good and confident. Charlie Vincent, again, been around forever and always productive in whatever role we put him in because he's got such a high football intellect and care factor. So I feel good about the depth in the running back room.
Tight end room, do you feel you made progress there overall?
I do, yeah. You know, you talk about adding Brant Keithy back into the mix, Dallin Bentley, Miki coming back. Landon King has shown great growth and development. You know, joined us late last summer as the transfer, showed some flashes as the season went on later in the year, but has really picked up what we're doing offensively, picked up his level of play. Still trying to bulk him up a little bit, but he's physical. His care factor is without a doubt. And then you add in Carson Ryan, who has not been with us on the field this spring. But I think we got five tight ends, and you know that's something that was lacking last year. You know, we like to feature tight ends if the personnel warrants it. But I think this year it should really be a much more prevalent personnel group for us.
With that, you have youth tight ends a lot. With your skill set at wide receiver, do you feel like you can be much more flexible this year than maybe years past, just with the skill set that you have there?
Yes, it's all about the players. Yeah, it's all about the players.
Who were the most pleasant surprises this spring in terms of their development?
I don't know that I'd be like surprised that anybody develops. You know, if they stick around this program and work their tail off in the off season like they all have, they're gonna get better. The first player that comes to mind, though, is Dadrian Zipper. There's a guy that has stepped up and made a lot of plays in the perimeter for us at the wide receiver spot. And then DeJon Stanley, who I talked about, has really expanded his role. You know, we put him in last year, it was just, hey, free release, and you're running this route. Didn't ask him to do much more, but he's expanded his capacity for a workload. But those would be two key guys. Caleb Lomu stepping up, starting right now, getting all the starting reps at the left tackle spot. Spencer Fano continues to his growth and development, moving over to right tackle. Just to name a couple off the top of my head there.